T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
137 KDK Radio, Joe DeStillo for Lynn Hayes Freeland, who is back tomorrow. Hey, when the weather turns bad, turn to the KDK Radio Storm Center. We're going to keep you up to date with traffic delays, school closures, important weather information every time we activate the KDK Radio Storm Center. It's brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling, Bill Gray Volvo, Mold Medics of Pittsburgh, and News Radio 1020 KDKA. Hopefully we can keep the storm center at bay for a couple of days here as we get into this warming trend you just heard AccuWeather tell us about, at least through Wednesday. By Thursday, yeah, it turns colder, but not this bitter kind of stuff. And for Fridays, some flurries, but nothing like what we experienced, the heavy rain and then the sudden brutal snow and then the brutal temperatures that we had over the weekend. Let's talk a little bit about this is another impact of the partial government shutdown that a lot of people just don't realize or perhaps have not heard of, but it is being felt. It's being felt by the nation's craft beer makers who are being squeezed by the shutdown. It's put new releases on hold, prevented new breweries from opening, and it's even stopped some shipments of beer across state lines. Ted Zeller is the general counsel for the Brewers Association of Pennsylvania, and he explains the impact on craft brewers here.
It is having an impact, and even though the federal shutdown is somewhat in its infancy, it will have a lasting impact, even if the shutdown is somehow turned back on in the near future. So what occurs is that there is filings for certificate of label approvals. You can't sell beer out in the retail trade if you do not have a certificate of label approval called a COLA from the federal government. Even though those permits filings are online, it takes real people, which unfortunately in federal parlance, those are non-essential government employees, those real people, that are not allowed to review and approve those permits. So you can't get approvals for your beer to be sold in the market. That's a big impact.
So the Brewers Association of Pennsylvania represents literally hundreds of craft brewers across the state, and Zeller gives some examples of what he's talking about.
If Penn Brewery out there is rebranding a lager beer with a new label, it would hold up that processing. If East End Brewery, another great brewery out in Pittsburgh, has a new spring bock that they want to start getting, start brewing for the spring release, it will hold up that new brand as well.
So it seems like a lot of the problem, and I talked to Zeller a few days ago, but he says really a lot of the problem does relate to the label that goes on a bottle of beer or a can of beer, how that can is actually labeled. And Zeller explains kind of things that the federal government is looking for.
Just making sure that you have the necessary Surgeon General's warning. There's nothing illicit on the label and various that it meets with federal requirements as to where it was brewed and certain identifying requirements.
The Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau simply isn't open to approve labels for bottles and cans. Brewers, of course, can still sell their beer, but these are labels. They have to use labels that have already been approved. So if they want to come out with something new, that requires a new label, and that's the rub. They can't get federal approval for their labels. Then there's a question of how long it's going to take, even when the government shutdown does end, how long it'll take to clear the backlog.
That's what I'm most concerned about right now is the backlog. especially for the small craft brewers. I mean, certainly the larger brewers, and when you talk about Pennsylvania beer, even though that we have some of the two largest domestically owned breweries in the Commonwealth, in the United States, in Yingling and Boston Beer Brewing Beer, they are less than 2% of production of beer in the United States. The likes of the ABIs, which is the InBev and Anheuser-Busch's, the Miller Coors, you know, when the backlog is undone, those larger companies certainly have a lot of pull with the federal regulatory agencies to have their items looked at first.
And again, Zeller, who represents the craft brewers in Pennsylvania, says most of those larger breweries, they've already got their labels approved. You know, Budweiser is going to sell a lot of Budweiser. That label doesn't necessarily change. It's the craft brewers who depend on new kinds of beer coming out all the time that are most impacted. How much is it costing breweries in Pennsylvania?
It's really tough to put a dollar amount on that. I hope it doesn't come to the point where we've got brewers that basically have to discard beer. I mean, because that's not going to be good for the brewery's bottom line and also for the taxing agencies.
Ted Zeller is general counsel of the Brewers Association of Pennsylvania, talking about the impact of the partial government shutdown on that segment of the economy. A relatively small segment, grant you, but if you like beer, a pretty important one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.